Mm. Thank you.
Love garlic toast.
Anyone want a piece?
No, thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hey.
Happy birthday, Riley.
Athena, and your mom.
Hope you have room for two more.
I thought it'd be nice if they joined us, especially since your date went so well.
Good idea, Ma.
Zane, let Athena sit next to Riley.
Someone's up bright and early today. I'm Lieutenant Julie Stedman.
Anya McPherson.
Are you thinking of enlisting, Anya?
I'm not sure about that. Honestly, I'm not really sure why I'm here. I didn't get into university, so I thought... I think I'm in the wrong place.
You sound like me about 5 years ago.
What do you mean?
University wasn't for me.
And I kept taking these dead-end jobs. No idea what I wanted to do. And my parents were really putting the pressure on.
So why did you decide to join the Army?
I did research. There are so many different types of jobs in the Army. You find out pretty quickly what you like and what you're good at.
Well, what kind of jobs?
Well, there are positions in healthcare, intelligence, administration, technology.
And if you want to go to university, you can study part-time while you're serving.
Wow, that sounds...
perfect for you?
Yeah.
If you're interested, we start with this initial basic package and an initial round of tests. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, lots.
If you hate me, I understand, but please find someone to talk to.
I didn't throw up. I wanted to, but I didn't.
I'm glad. Is there any way, I mean, I know all this sounds crazy, but I want my best friend back.
What about Drew?
I'll find a way to deal. Maybe he can hook me up with a cute friend.
Like Casey? I want my best friend back, too.
Goodness! What are you doing here?
What, are you kidding? You really think I'd miss your big day?
Well, the dahlias are beautiful. Thank you.
No problem. So you think Pam and Harold would let me take you to lunch?
Not a chance, but you can come with us.
Nice, okay. And then after that, I was thinking maybe we could go rock climbing, switch it up from the gym.
Did you plan out our whole day?
Well, I don't want to waste a single minute I could be spending with Private McPherson before she leaves forever.
What if I didn't have to leave so soon?
Well, I like the sound of that. I mean, maybe the Army could let you delay a week, right?
A week? A year?
Anya.
I would be closer to you. I could maybe go back to Degrassi, improve my grades, and... get into university.
Are you sure that's what you want?
I can have it all.
Well, then I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Congratulations, Miss Valedictorian. And you're getting your surgery done. You're so brave.
Anya, thank you. You, going away to the Army? I mean, that takes guts. I'm so proud of you.
Actually,
you're not going?
Well, okay, I was keeping my options open. You see, I'm way more prepared for basic training in a year, and I just started seeing Owen again, so...
Anya, there's a pattern here. Wasn't even that long ago that you were ready to pack up everything and move to Africa with Dr. Chris.
Dr. Chris was a fantasy. Owen's the real deal. He gets me.
Owen wasn't even in the picture yesterday.
Well, I thought you were excited about the Army. What?
Maybe I'm scared. I'm going out on my own, maybe going into a war zone. So staying here for Owen is an excuse. You're chickening out. I'm not chickening out. I'm just procrastinating until I'm ready. And in the meantime, I get to see this great guy who adores me.
Ladies, I need to get one last shot of this school before it's goodbye Degrassi forever.
Okay, smile.